Blackstone Audio presents The Hallowed Hunt by Lois McMaster Bujold.
One. The prince was dead. Since the king was not, no unseemly rejoicing dared show in the faces of the men atop the castle gate. Merely, Ingray thought, a furtive relief. Even that was extinguished as they watched Ingray's troop of riders clatter under the gates vaulting into the narrow courtyard. They recognized who he was, and therefore, who must have sent him. Ingray's sweat grew clammy under his leather jerkin in the damp dullness of the autumn morning. The chill seemed cupped within the cobbled yard, funneled down by the whitewashed walls. The lightly armed courier bearing the news had raced from the prince's hunting seat here at Boar's Head Castle to the Hallow King's Hall at Eastholme in just 2 days. Ingray and his men, though more heavily equipped, had made the return journey in scarcely more time. As a castle groom scurried to take his horse's bridle, Ingray swung down and straightened his scabbard, fingers lingering only briefly on the reassuring coolness of his sword hilt. The late Prince Bolaso's housemaster, Rider Okra, appeared around the keep from wherever he'd been lurking when Ingray's troop had been spied climbing the road. Stout, usually stolid, he was breathless now with apprehension and hurry. He bowed.
"Lord Ingray, welcome. Will you take drink and meat?"
"I've no need. See to these, though." He just